Pennsylvania's April 26th primary does not include judgeships on the ballot. Those elections take place in odd number years, though many consider it odd every year that voters decide who serves for 10-year terms on the Pennsylvania Supreme, Appellate, and Common Pleas courts. Lynn Marks is Executive Director of Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts. She's stepping down after 25 years of advocating for merit selection of Pennsylvania judges. Lynn Marks, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave. Appreciate it.
Let's talk about trends on a national scale over 25 years and where Pennsylvania falls.
Pennsylvania is one of only seven states that elect all levels of our judges in partisan elections.
What makes a judge a Democrat or a Republican?
Well, that's a good point. In Pennsylvania, judges run on a party line. So they run as a Republican or a Democrat or another party. In some states, they don't have a party at all under the idea that, hey, there shouldn't be a Republican justice and a Democratic justice. But we do have partisan elections.
What was the initial impetus or calculus behind judicial elections?
Well, judicial elections started in this state around the time of Jacksonian democracy, when there was really more of a a populist wave. Before that, judges were appointed. There have been some changes in the 60s. There was a change that after a judge has been on the bench, that judge doesn't run in a contested election, but runs in what's called a retention election, which is nonpartisan.
When judges come up for retention elections, are they inordinately or overwhelmingly reconfirmed for another tenure?
They overwhelmingly have been continued. I will say the magisterial district judges, they do not stand in retention elections. So after their six-year term, they actually are in another contested election. Someone could run against them.
Is it possible to analyze whether states with elections do that job better or worse than states where judges are not elected?
You know, it's hard to, there's not a lot of data which shows that some judges are better in some ways, whether they're appointed or whether elected. There have been more discipline complaints against those who have been elected as opposed to appointed. Annenberg has done some surveys that have showed that people who live in states where judges are elected, like the other political branches, are more cynical about the courts, that they think that, the judges are there more because they went through a political system or maybe will be beholden to their contributors. So people do feel like they're not getting as fair a shake. I'm not saying that they don't, but there's this perception sometimes, and all the polling shows that when judges are elected in partisan elections, that people overwhelmingly think that those judges will make decisions according to their campaign contributions. And so we are concerned about the perception out there.
And perception a lot of the impetus on your and your organization's part to end this system in Pennsylvania?
Underline everything we do is to have a system where people not only have a fair shake in court, but they feel like they are, regardless of who they are, whether they have money or not, or their race or their gender. And I think, Dave, one of the reasons it's so important is, how people often say that, perception's reality. And I think that's especially true when it deals with justice. If people don't go to court and feel like they're getting a fair shake, regardless if they win or lose, if they don't think they're getting a fair shake, they're not going to have confidence in the court system.
What are some of the vested interests that have kept the system from evolving to date?
The organizations that have traditionally opposed moving to a merit selection process and away from elections, on the whole, have been plaintiffs, trial lawyers, some labor organizations, and the pro-life, federation. And those are organizations who have been very involved with the judicial election process.
Both here in Pennsylvania and other states that have partisan elections?
Well, it's interesting. Not all states have that. I mean, there are plenty of states in which the interest groups have lined up differently, interestingly enough. The business community in some states prefers elections and some appointments. Same with the trial lawyers and labor. So it varies. one of the things which the drafters have really worked hard on in Pennsylvania is making sure that we don't have the same problems if merit selection passes as what's going on in Washington.
Are there exit polls that solicit from voters what their calculus is in either voting yes or no for a judge on the ballot?
There's been exit polling, and this is from even the 20% of people that actually show up to vote for judge. When they've been asked who they voted for, they don't even know the names. And it's not because voters are stupid. We're not stupid. We don't know who they are, and we often don't have enough meaningful information. And so people often make their decision according to where they are on the ballot, you know, whether it's a particular ethnic name that we agree, you know, that we're part of that group or gender, or whether they had a good advertisement. It doesn't mean that we don't have many qualified judges, but too often we're voting for people for reasons which have to do with either luck, like their ballot position, or because whether they raised enough money. And unfortunately, where that money comes from is what's the biggest beef we have with running for judge, and that is it's the lawyers and interest groups who often have cases before courts. Those are the biggest givers to judicial races. And last November, there was over $16 million raised and spent for the Supreme Court race, which is just awful. And again, it comes from interest groups either in Pennsylvania or outside of Pennsylvania who will have cases before the Supreme Court. If judges were chosen with the merit selection process for our statewide appellate courts, they would widen the pool of people who would come forward to run, people who don't think they have access to either a special interest group money or other kind of money or political connections. And so you'd have a more diverse group of people putting their names in who now just aren't going to even run because they don't think they've got a shot.
What would be a meaningful way for voters to get meaningful information in advance of going to the booth and deciding whether a judge is worthy of election and or retention?
Yeah, we at Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts every election year have forums where we have the candidates speak. The Bar Association has forums. The League of Women Voters have questionnaires. More and more, the candidates have websites where they get information. But it's hard to get a lot. It really is hard to get a lot of information about people running for judge. And one of the big differences is, you know, the role of a judge is different. The judge is supposed to make decisions based on facts and the law and not according to what they had said on the campaign trail. So, you know, you don't want judges out there campaigning about where they are on the hot button issues of the day. They're allowed to say where they stand on those, but they're not allowed to say, if a case came before me, this is how I would rule. And that's because we want judges to be open-minded and to appear to be open-minded when we go before them.
Lynn Marks, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Lynn Marks is executive director of Pennsylvanians for Modern Courts. She's stepping down after 25 years of advocating for merit selection of Pennsylvania judges.